WBAI's Jose Santiago was in the financial district late this afternoon, where he says the damage from Hurricane Sandy is extensive and cleanup efforts are far from complete.
I am standing on the corner of Water and Wall Street at this hour, and I am looking at several fire trucks that have arrived, firefighters going into 75 Wall Street, where there apparently is a fire. And it's part of what is happening down in Lower Manhattan, which is quite a story in itself. We have heard so much about tragedies that have befallen people in the Rockaways and other areas in New Jersey and Staten Island, but not a whole lot about what is happening down here in Lower Manhattan. And this is a massive, massive catastrophe and story that's unfolding down here. I arrived on the Staten Island Ferry, which thankfully is running again. I did my usual walk from the ferry to 120 Wall Street, our building on the corner of Wall Street, where our studio normally is, although we've been evacuated. And on the way walking along Front Street, along the FDR Drive, you see just the vestiges of all the sandbagging, clumps of sand that have now dried, and just clumps all over the place that is now hardened. It smells down here, moldy smell. A sewage smell. A lot of the catch basins have been clogged, and with the little bit of sunlight that we had today, some of it is really smelling pretty badly. The streets are very, very dirty. I saw dozens of generators, large generators, and water pumping units and electrical lines on scaffolding so that people could walk under them, leading into many, many of these very large buildings in this part of Lower Manhattan. In this area that was so badly flooded. The City Bank building across the street from 120 Wall Street is shut down. Again, power lines, vacuum lines going in there. At 120 Wall Street, the home of WBAI, it's frigid, cold inside the building. I was able to go in maybe about 20 feet, but was told I had to leave, and this is understandable. There are workers going in and out of our building right now. There's a sign outside from the buildings department, got taped to the entrance, that says this building is only good for restricted use. This actually is pretty good, because some buildings are not allowable for any kind of occupancy. So restricted use means that people can come in and out. The sign says that it suffered severe flooding. But that the water in our building, 120 Wall Street, has all been pumped out. Says that there is no water, there is a generator on, and that there has been no structural damage to our building. But the sign does say that there is no fire alarm, and workers inside our building, where again it's very dirty and very cold, told me that one of the problems they're having is that the elevators are not working. If you walk west going up Wall Street toward Broadway, you begin to see some buildings are functioning and some buildings are look like they're functioning fully. But along Water Street and anything east of Water Street from the ferry terminal all the way up to Fulton, I don't think there's a single building that is open and functioning everywhere. Big generators outside, workers going in and out, debris outside. It's going to be a good while before this is cleaned up and this is back in operation. Like a lot of people, I was here for 9/11, and that was a horrible disaster in terms of the number of deaths, et cetera. But this, what has happened here, is very massive in terms of the scope of it. There was a report a couple of days back that said as many as 100 buildings in this area are shut down, with many of them possibly not being able to reopen for weeks and possibly even months. We're hoping that in our building we could get in early next week. But I think what we should understand is that aside from the human tragedy that we've seen in some of the outlying areas and the places that were hit by the storm surge, et cetera, there is a disaster working here in terms of the economy of this area, in terms of the thousands of people who can't come to work. And this will also be a very large cost of this storm that hit us last week. Reporting from that area of Manhattan, which has been hard hit, this is Jose Santiago for the WBAI Evening News.